初三英语听力部分现在开始。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Why are Mary and her cousin arguing with each other?
Why are Mary and her cousin arguing with each other?
2. It's necessary to apologize when you've done something wrong.
It's necessary to apologize when you have done something wrong.
3. Unluckily, the car bumped into a tree as the driver lost control.
Unluckily, the car bumped into a tree as the driver lost control.
4. A healthy diet and regular exercise enable Jim to have a well-built body.
A healthy diet and regular exercise enable Jim to have a well-built body.
5. If you want to buy some presents for your friends, Shanghai Disneyland Park is a good choice.
If you want to buy some presents for your friends, Shanghai Disneyland Park is a good choice.
B. Listen to the dialogues and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 6. Shall we go to the forest park by underground or by bus?
I have never taken a ferry before. Shall we go by ferry?
All right.
Question. How will they go to the forest park?
Shall we go to the forest park by underground or by bus?
I have never taken a ferry before. Shall we go by ferry?
All right.
Question. How will they go to the forest park? Seven. What can I do for you, madam?
I need to get up early tomorrow morning. Would you please give me a morning call at 7?
No problem. Question. What is the relationship between the two speakers? 7. What can I do for you, madam?
I need to get up early tomorrow morning. Would you please give me a morning call at 7?
No problem. Question. What is the relationship between the two speakers?
8. How do you like the short play last night? I think it was amazing.
To tell the truth, I fell asleep after the first 20 minutes. Question. What does the man mean?
How do you like the short play last night? I think it was amazing.
To tell you the truth, I fell asleep after the first 20 minutes. Question. What does the man mean?
9. Hello, City Taxi. Can I help you?
Hello. Has anyone turned in a wallet? I left one in a taxi about an hour ago.
Can you describe it?
Yes. It's a small black wallet. It had all my credit cards in it. Question. Which wallet is the man looking for?
Hello, City Taxi. Can I help you?
Hello. Has anyone turned in a wallet? I left one in a taxi about an hour ago.
Can you describe it?
Yes. It's a small black wallet. It had all my credit cards in it. Question. Which wallet is the man looking for? Ten. Do you know how is the band now?
I heard that Michael replaced Jack in the band.
Really? But I think no one sang better than Jack did.
I don't think so.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? 10. Do you know who is in the band now?
I heard that Michael replaced Jack in the band.
Really? But I think no one sang better than Jack did.
I don't think so.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? 6. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Every day when Mike and Sally play outside, they see a man walking. He seems to be blind because he walks with a white stick. It always puzzles them.How can he walk on a busy street? Asks Mike. It must be very dangerous, says Sally. Mike and Sally watch as the man walks. He walks to the traffic light slowly and then stops. When the light turns green, he started walking again. More surprisingly, he doesn't hit anything as he walks. It's really amazing, says Sally.He knows where to go and when to stop as if he could see. One day, as the blind man was passing by, he heard the children talking. He stopped in front of their house. Hello, kids, he said. I hear you talking about how I walk. Yes, we always wonder how you know where to go and when to stop on such a busy street. It is safer to stay indoors. The man smiled.I've trained myself to listen very well. I use my stick to help me too. Although it's safer to stay indoors, I love to get some exercise. Sally said, Thank you. We have learned a valuable lesson today. We think you are a brave man. You are a good example for us to follow.
Every day, when Mike and Sally play outside,They see a man walking. He seems to be blind because he walks with a white stick. It always puzzles them. How can he walk on a busy street? Asks Mike. It must be very dangerous, says Sally. Mike and Sally watch as the man walks. He walks to the traffic light slowly and then stops. When the light turns green,He starts walking again. More surprisingly, he doesn't hit anything as he walks. It's really amazing, says Sally. He knows where to go and when to stop, as if he could see. One day, as the blind man was passing by, he heard the children talking. He stopped in front of their house. Hello, kids, he said.I hear you talking about how I walk. Yes, we always wonder how you know where to go and when to stop on such a busy street. It is safer to stay indoors. The man smiled. I have trained myself to listen very well. I use my stick to help me too. Although it's safer to stay indoors, I love to get some exercise.Sally said, Thank you. We have learned a valuable lesson today. We think you are a brave man. You are a good example for us to follow.
D. Listen to the passage and complete following sentences.
听短文，用听到的单词完成下列句子， 每空格限填一词。
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many students around the world have to experience lockdown from time to time. Here, I'd like to share some tips to help you learn at home. First, plan your day. Get up at the same time and get dressed as if you were going to go to school. Avoid staying in your pajamas all day as you won't feel like learning. More importantly, make a timetable to plan activities for the day. Second, balance online and offline activities. Be aware of how much time you spend online each day and take regular screen breaks to give your eyes a rest. Also, make sure you switch off tablets and phones at least an hour before you go to bed. Third, think of others and help if necessary. This is a difficult time for both you and your parents. Your parents also have to face the changes in their own lives and have additional concerns about their jobs. Try to be more patient than ever. If you can, think about others who are less lucky than you are and give a hand. Fourth, learn something new. Set yourself a challenge to learn something new. This is a perfect chance to learn skills that take time. For example, you can learn how to cook from your mother. Learn whatever you want, but try to make the most of this extra time.
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many students around the world have to experience lockdown from time to time. Here, I'd like to share some tips to help you learn at home. First, plan your day. Get up at the same time and get dressed as if you were going to go to school. Avoid staying in your pajamas all day, as you won't feel like learning. More importantly, make a timetable to plan activities for the day. Second, balance online and offline activities. Be aware of how much time you spend online each day, and take regular screen breaks to give your eyes a rest. Also, make sure you switch off tablets and phones at least an hour before you go to bed. Third, think of others and help if necessary. This is a difficult time for both you and your parents. Your parents also have to face the changes in their own lives and have additional concerns about their jobs. Try to be more patient than ever. If you can, think about others who are less lucky than you are and give a hand. Fourth, learn something new. Set yourself a challenge to learn something new. This is a perfect chance to learn skills that take time. For example, you can learn how to cook from your mother. Learn whatever you want, but try to make the most of this extra time.听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。